Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. It's almost that time for previews. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it is almost that time for previews. Incredible.
I know. Isn't that something? It's less than a week away.
Oh.
And we're going to have people in town. There's going to be some buses here. There's going to be some more parked cars, and restaurants are going to start filling up again.
For sure. So the first preview is when?
It's on Tuesday, and it is Something Rotten. I saw the dress rehearsal on Monday.
Okay.
And there were a group of us there, and you would not believe how much laughter. It was amazing. It is such a funny, funny, funny show. So come on out. In fact, I have a promo code for people if they want to come out for some of the early previews. So there's one on Tuesday, there's one on Saturday, and then the next week we start adding some more shows. I have a promo code, and tickets start at about $19 with this code, which is 115035.
115035. So you can use that promo code for these upcoming previews.
That is right. It's only good today and tomorrow.
Okay. So again, that promo code 115035, and you can use it. And you can go to the website.
That's right.
StratfordFestival.ca. Again, and tell us about Something Rotten. You've seen the dress rehearsal. This is going to be at the Big House, if you will, at the Stratford Festival Theater.
It is. And, some great facts. There are, I think, something like 150 quick changes in it.
Wow.
It is sensational. So, so funny. The music is really tuneful, and I can't get the songs out of my head, which is always a good sign, especially when you're dealing with a relatively new musical. This is a Tony Award-winning musical, but relatively new. It had its premiere just before the pandemic, and I think probably because the pandemic interrupted, there hasn't been a chance for it to appear here in North America. So this is the North American professional premiere. I think there have been a couple of sort of school performance of it. Not school, but community.
Sure.
And it is about two writers, Nick and Nigel Bottom, who are writing around the same time as Shakespeare. Shakespeare is portrayed as a rock star. Everybody loves him. And these two guys just can't get a break in competing with Shakespeare. So they go to some lengths to try and find success. It's hilarious. I say, this is my description. If you hate Shakespeare, you're going to love this show. If you hate musicals, you're going to love this show. If you love musicals, you're going to love it. If you love Shakespeare, you're going to love it. All of those things have jokes that are aimed at them. And if you couldn't care less about Shakespeare or musicals and you just want to see a good show, it's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like it is going to be one of those shows. Once folks check it out, once folks get into those seats and enjoy the show, they're going to be coming back again and again for sure.
Yeah, it's really funny. Really funny. Like, laugh out loud funny.
Wonderful. So again, previews are fast approaching, and you can use the promo code 115035 and get in on great promo code prices. And thank you, Ann, for that. And we've got more shows coming up. You're going to be getting sneak peeks at Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, I slipped into the Festival Theater Auditorium yesterday just for 5 or 10 minutes. And oh my gosh, Vanessa Sears is going to be a fantastic Juliet. I think everyone's going to love that show. As I said, I just got the tiniest sneak. Nobody was in costume or anything yet, but it's looking absolutely beautiful. And something that I noticed that I can't wait to see develop throughout the whole show when I see it in total was there's the family relationships. It was all so natural and real and loving. And I know Sam talks a lot about love in this production, and it was really evident. The parents' adoration of their little their little daughter, it's beautiful. So I highly recommend getting in to see that. And next week I'm also going to get a chance to get a look at La Cage aux Folles. I think people maybe don't know that title, but remember the movie, which was called The Birdcage.
Right.
With Robin Williams. And it's a great show. And I can't wait to have a look at it. We have the Sitz Probe on Monday morning, so we get to see the orchestra playing in the same room as the actors singing the song together for the first songs together for the first time. The costumes that I have seen in the wardrobe are off the charts.
I was going to ask you, I was going to say, the costumes must be terrific for this show.
It's going to be the most colorful show ever. And they're building things like giant perfume bottles and just great, great, great props as well for it. So I'm looking forward to that. And I have not yet got a sneak peek of Twelfth Night, so I'm going to write to Shauna McKenna and say, when can I slip into the theater and get a look at that? I keep seeing the incredible members of the cast walking by my office on their way to rehearsal, and I know it's got one heck of a cast, so I can't wait to get a look at that one, too.
Oh, lots to look forward to, and we appreciate when you get those sneak peeks letting us know how the shows are looking for the upcoming season. Now, we've got some new technology continuing with Stratford Festival, a new app available?
Yeah, we have a new app, and I recommend it. I got it myself, and I think it's going to be super handy. It's called the what you search for in the App Store or whatever the Android equivalent is Stratford Festival On Site, and the app's called Stratfest On Site, and it keeps track of all your tickets for you.
Wonderful.
You don't have to go searching through for your emails trying to find your tickets. They're right there, and they're listed day by day. And then you can order a drink or an ice cream or whatever you want from your seat so that it's ready for you at intermission or ahead of time. You can add it. You can add parking. There's all kinds of things that you can add to your ticket order for the day. You can add some tickets to a forum event, and it outlines your days for you that you already have tickets. And it also tells you a little bit of, for people who don't live here in Stratford, it tells you where the theaters are and what features they have. It's a fabulous app developed inside the Stratford Festival.
There you go.
So, yeah, have a look. Go to your app store and look for Stratford Festival On Site. Download it. You'll be happy with it.
There you go.
Log in once, and then it does all the rest of the work for you.
There you go. Stratford Festival has you covered once again. Again, a new app available. And Swerd Fager with all the details. Don't forget.
Free.
And it's free. Did we mention it's free? It's free. There you go. Again, get in on the promo code for the upcoming previews with Something Rotten, 115035. And just before we let you go, we had the absolute pleasure of having Lloyd Robertson drop by the radio station just yesterday celebrating our CJCS 100th. We had a conversation with Lloyd Robertson, and he had nothing but wonderful things to say about his early career here at the radio station and the early days of the Stratford Festival, talking about Tyrone Guthrie and Alec Guinness, and just wonderful, wonderful memories of his early days.
Oh, what a treat. Lloyd is always such a wonderful person to talk to. I would love to have heard all everything that he had to say about those early days.
Well, we'll have that, of course, on our social medias and with MyStratfordNow.com. But yeah, nothing. And he mentions how often he comes back to enjoy Stratford Festival shows.
Yes, he is often in the auditorium. We're very pleased that he's such a faithful patron.
You bet. And I bet we'll see him this upcoming season for sure, taking in more great shows. Anne Swerd Fager with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much, Anne. Always a pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much, Jamie.